Welcome and buckle up with Larry and Usni. You're listening to Only Big Time Podcast, the number one soccer podcast dedicated to the soccer fanatic from the collegiate to the professional level. Only Big Time provides debates and analysis about current soccer events in the United States and all over the world. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode of OBT. Only Big Time is also available on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Now, let's get to it.
What's up, it's your boy, welcome to the OBT show, Only Big Time Man. As you know, I'm always with the only and the unique Big Timers.
What do you do? Big Timer, it's your boy Larry, but y'all already know. Hey, welcome to this new episode. Today we're going to talk about a really interesting topic. We're going to talk about the U.S. men national team, the World Cup group, what we think, our reaction about, you know, how you think they're going to perform and how it's going to go. But before we start today's episode, please make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. Make sure you guys follow us every platform, Spotify, iTunes Music. We're dropping every episode every
Wednesday, man.
Hey, make sure you guys kick us with us. So let's go straight to today's topic, Usni. You know, the U.S. men national team going to the World Cup, man. Finally, you know, after missing the one that happened in 2018 in France. It's a little bit complicated because, you know, they come with a young group.
What you mean in 2018, the one that the French won? Because I was in Russia.
Ah, the one that the French won. My bad. That was in Russia.
Hey, but guys, he want to be in French so much that he thought the World Cup was there.
No, but like, what do you think about this young group of the, you know, the U.S. men national team? Because they have a young, talented group. Like, what do you think about them? The player in general,
man, I think U.S. have a... I think they have a good team. I think they have a good player, you know, good experience, like playing for a good professional team in Europe. So I think, I'm not going to lie, I think they have a good team. But what I think, can you please rephrase your question? What I think about the team
personally, or
what I think about the fact that the team is going to the World Cup?
Okay, so first of all, let me give the player names and the team, and you know, you're probably watching soccer, you see what's going on, how they be performing.
He's trying to expose me. What do you think about the team? I'm like, yo.
We got Christian Pulisic going crazy with Chelsea right now. We know, you know, even though, you know, they've been out of the Champions League, you know, it's a little bit complicated, but he has a good season.
Hey guys, just know we're recording this video on Tuesday, just after the Champions League game.
Hey, this is how we do, man. He's straight. We got McKenzie right now with Juventus. You know, he's injured right now, but he's still going to a good season too before the injuries. We got Tyler Adam with Leipzig. We got Stephenson with Manchester City, the goalie. We got some good player everywhere. We got Weah with Lille. So I would like to know, like to ask you, this is the question I wanted to know, like the talent overall, right? Is it enough to bring the U.S. men national team up there further than what we should, than what we expect?
I feel like that's a good question, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
No, actually, it's a good question, like, you know, because my brain froze for like a second. But I'm not going to lie, talent is good, you know, but saying talent is always enough, I don't think so.
Okay.
You know? Talent is good. Talent can take you somewhere. The fact that the U.S. men national team are participating to the World Cup,
okay.
I think, you know, that's something we can, like, relay on talent for. Like, not relay on talent, but the talent contribute to the fact that they're going to participate to the World Cup.
Definitely.
But now, going to the World Cup and performing to the World Cup, that's another thing. Because guess what? Every team on the World Cup, they all have talent now.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
Let's not forget also that they were not in Russia in 2018. So, but before that, right, since 1999, in Italy and 1994, where was 1994 again? He was in Germany, 1998.
I was in Bordeaux.
In France, 2002 in Japan, 2006 in Germany, 2010 in South Africa, 2014 in Brazil, 2018 in Russia. We had the men national team going from 1990 to 2014. They were always going to the World Cup, and that's actually something like I didn't even know about it. Yeah, they were always going to the World Cup until, you know, the one they missed the last 4 years ago. But them coming in 2022, Qatar, with literally a whole new team.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Do you think it's for this soccer, for the football in America, do you think it's a good thing for them to put? Because let's be honest too, we see a lot of improvement when it comes to soccer in America, even though they're still a little bit, they're still behind compared to the European system and how popular the sport is in Europe. But do you think them going to the World Cup with this new generation is gonna like affect how the fans or how the fan base see them in America?
I don't think it's gonna change something, how it's gonna affect them, because people that like the sport, they're still gonna watch the sport regardless, you know.
Okay, that's true.
But like I'm saying, like this World Cup gonna be crucial because it's gonna be important winning new fans, you know, like people that wasn't really into soccer, bringing them into soccer, you know. Because like with social media, like you say, you know, they've been going to World Cup for a long time, and then last World Cup didn't go. But like, you know, for the past 5 years, for social media taking a whole nother level.
Yeah,
I feel like the player right now, even guys like Pulisic, you know, Dest, like if you go on TikTok, those guys are like people seeing them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We've seen their video, even though without knowing it's them, but we've seen their video, we've seen them like dressing, we've seen them doing some goofy stuff. It's like, I know a lot of people that even, what is them? I'm going to take an example, Alphonso Davies. They see him doing a lot of goofy video with his girlfriend. They didn't really was a soccer player. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now they start liking him, and now they discover he plays soccer. Now they want to watch soccer. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
So I feel like this World Cup with this new generation, with this young generation too, is going to be crucial, like on US. On them bringing new fans,
yeah,
you know, because of the lifestyle, because of what they drive, how they eat, where they go, you know, stuff like that. So I feel like that's gonna be really important. And then when they're gonna go to the World Cup, how they're gonna perform there, you know, like we always say, soccer is a sport of hope. Every sport is a sport of hope.
Yep.
But I feel like the hope in soccer in other countries is big. You know, US can even win fan in other countries.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's gonna depend on how they're gonna perform.
That's
because
true.
Showing up to the World Cup is not gonna be enough.
I kind of agree with that. I definitely think it's gonna have an impact, you know, either mostly positive, let's be honest, because as we talk about it, it's like a lot of, as you say, I'm not gonna repeat you, but obviously we're gonna earn a lot of new fan base, I would say, a lot of new fans, and it will help the sport definitely. So let's talk about, you know, them going to the Qatar World Cup 2022. I'm sorry. They're in the Group B, right?
Group B.
We got England, we got Iran, and then we got one country in between: Ukraine, Scotland, and Wales. The Pays de Galles.
Okay.
So, like, what do you think? How do you think like they're gonna perform in that group? Because that's a tight group.
First
let's
of all,
be honest.
Like, I think like, do you have the ranking of those countries? What?
Yeah, we have England. That's number what?
Fifth.
Yeah, fifth,
yes.
Of the FIFA World Cup.
FIFA World
we
Cup.
Got USA number 21st, and then Iran 25th.
No, USA 15, 20.
Yeah,
Iran 21st.
Iran
21st,
yeah.
So, yeah, like, we don't know who's going to be the fourth country, you know? But that's going to be tough. And then, guys, the thing with the World Cup, too, is the World Cup is super high competitive, man.
That's true.
You can find a country that's ranked 98,
yep,
and then giving hard time to a country that's like top 3, top 4. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually true.
Like, no, I'm not saying they're gonna beat them, but giving them a hard time, you know, because all the people, all the players, and all the country that competed, and all the coaches understood that the World Cup is literally one game. You know,
that's true.
You only play 90 minutes, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you. If we play against Barcelona right now, they might be good, but bro, in soccer, 90 minutes, you have your chance, man. You have your chance. And then we even talk about this. It was this season when Tottenham was playing the Europa League against that team. Where, like, I don't even remember the team's name. You know, where they almost lost that game. You know, I think they lost the game. You see. Like the team that have nothing to play, but they're just playing with heart and hope. So if you play against a team that play like that, it's really dangerous. You know, the team that don't have, like, sometimes some teams have no talent, but if they have the, like, the hope, it's crazy. So in US, coming back to the bracket, UK, I mean, the England is tough. And then, like, why England is tough? I don't see the US getting out of there first. It might happen, but I don't think it's gonna happen, because the England is like one of those countries where people expect them stuff. And the England team have been disappointing for the past, I say, since 2014. You know, like, sometimes they have a good Euro, they come back, they have good World Cup, you know what I'm saying? But they're not, there is no trophy. And those are the country where they need some reward.
But
they, some,
But the last Euro, right? I'm not trying to cut you. You're going to keep going, obviously. But the last Euro, we said England, they went to the final.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They still went to the final, but they have the participation trophy. And nobody care about that. Let's be honest.
Okay.
They are the participation trophies. And knowing England, bro, they don't. That's something like, you know, if you go to the final, why don't you just win it?
Like you were expecting more from them.
More from them. Not just me. Not even me. People in England.
That's true.
That's what I'm telling you right now. You know, like the Wayne Rooney, the Carrick Hale, like those guys. You know what I'm saying? The Carrick Hale, those guys. Not me. They're like Rio Ferdinand. When you look at them, bro, like the stuff that they say about the team, about the coaches that coach, they don't play with them because those guys expect them to win.
Yeah.
So if you go to the final, nobody won a participation trophy.
That's You're right.
So like it's gonna be tough against the UK. And then talking about the India team, like we can
Iran.
Can be here saying Iran. Maybe not, but you're gonna be surprised.
You can be
like
surprised.
I don't even know Iran was ranked 21st, to be honest.
I didn't even
I was
know
surprised
that.
On that. So like it's gonna be a tough team. Even for like UK, this is not a win for them because we had like some discussion about this before the video. But if you think about it, Pulisic, he played for US, but guess what? Like he played for Chelsea. So every weekend he played against the guy that's in the US team. You know, the Walker, the Sterling, the Foden, you know, he played against those guys already. The Harry Kane, he played against those guys already.
Yeah.
So, like, he know, like, how, you know, how those guys play when they're 100%. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I feel like the expectation from him, personally, I think he's going to bring it. He's just going to make sure his team got it, too, so they can follow him.
You're right. But, like, okay, so... Coming from like a US men national team, a really inexperienced team, because most of the group we will be the first World Cup, first of all.
That's dangerous.
Oh, you say that's dangerous?
Yes.
Why so? Because let's not forget that the France team that won the World Cup in 2018, most of these guys was the first World Cup too. So what do you mean by that's dangerous?
What do you mean by that's dangerous? Yeah. Do you think this US team is more talented than that French team?
That's a good question. I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because like now, it's the same scenario, but we're dealing with kind of player, like the caliber of the player, they're not
it's
the
not
same.
The same. Okay.
It's not the same. Guys, we're talking about Mbappe when he was 18. There is no Mbappe in US team right now, and no disrespect to them, you know, but there is no player of that level in the team.
That's right.
We're talking about N'Golo Kanté first World Cup.
N'Golo Kanté first World Cup. Benjamin Mendy.
N'Golo Kanté came to the World Cup. He looks like that was his 20th World Cup of the year of this season. That was his first one. Guys like Benjamin Mendy, CDB, that was their first World Cup. You know, but like they play like, and then on the team we had a Blaise Matuidi. Guys, experience. He wasn't the best guy ever, you know, but like he had experience.
Yep.
But same thing here. Like, you know, but like the coach knew there. We had the guys like Paul Pogba that really good at play high level competition, that understand, that have experience, you know. And then let's not forget something. That French team lost the Euro final in 2016.
Prior, yeah.
You know, it's not a World Cup, but the Euro final in 2016, like most of those guys, the Griezmann, the Giroud, the Pogba, they understood, you know, maybe we did something in the Euro that didn't work. We got to fix it. So they came young, but kind of prepared. You see what I'm saying?
Prepared to the goal was fixed. I think the goal was fixed for them to go and win it. But
before I catch you, let's not forget the goalie, Hugo Lloris, super experienced guy.
Yeah.
You know, he had a lot of experience in that game, and he played at the level where, like, you know, he played against a lot of those guys that went to the World Cup in the Premier League. You know, so let's not we can say that the team was young, but let's not remove the credit to them too, you know. And the coach, Didier Deschamps, super experienced, you know, like,
okay,
so I feel like France had all the elements together, even it was risky, but to win, you know what I'm saying?
I kind of understand your point, right? So bring it back to the US national team, right? So for you, the experience is like one of the thing they will lack the most.
Yes. And then like that can be, it's like a double sword. It's like a sword with the like double side, you know? So like, if you flip on the other side, you can make sure you use it properly, but like it can just cut you super quick and super like hard way, because the team doesn't have any experience, right?
Yeah.
So they don't know any expectation of how, like, you know, how the work. They watch the TV, they heard people like talking about it, but once you're there, it's a different feelings. You see what I'm saying?
I kind of, yeah.
Once you, there's a different feeling. It's a different stress.
Like,
think about it. Even us that watch the TV, we stress. Imagine the people that they're playing. So, like, if the U.S. national team go there and they're young, and they're just like, oh, I don't know nothing about the World Cup. This is my first time here. I have no stress on me. I'm just playing. If they play like that, they can go there and just surprise everybody. It's like the Ajax team that went to the Champions League with the young guys. Nobody was expecting that team.
Yeah.
If they do the same thing, they're going to go there and perform. But if they go there and like play against Ronaldo and start admiring the guy, oh, I'm playing. Now, that's the wrong mentality. And that's where the coaches, the staff have to come to and understand, okay, these guys, they might be talented, but they're young. The young, because some of those guys there 2 years ago, they were here like Ronaldo liking his picture. Now they play against him. Now they was looking at Sterling, you know, Walker, Harry Kane. Oh damn, these guys are really good. And now they play next to them, you know. Don't we gotta make sure these kids stay focused the whole time. You know, not being arrogant, but understand we're here to do the job.
Yeah. So like, since we talk about how like. Those kids gotta be focused and arrogant. Okay, but not arrogant.
Not arrogant.
But like, okay, we gotta see that there's a lot of big team in that World Cup also that win. A lot of big team. I'm talking about Brazil. I'm talking about a lot of Argentina. They're gonna play against a lot of good teams.
Good teams, yeah.
Right? So, them playing England, right? I have this. This is just a random question. Them playing England on Thanksgiving Day, right? So we know in the US during for Thanksgiving, everybody's at the family function, everybody eating, everybody, you know, stay get together as a family. And we have the US men national team play against England in the World Cup. Do you think it's gonna be a big thing in the US?
Yeah, it's gonna be a big thing, bro. Because first of all, the players, like it's a, like I said, I feel like the player, social media, they're gonna play a big part in that, you know. So we're going to start seeing more advertisement, not even like on TV because people don't watch TV nowadays, but like on TikTok, Instagram, you know, they play against the UK, you know, and then I feel like everybody that watch soccer in the US, they're going to watch that game, you know.
Definitely.
And I think
that's a must.
I think people are going to watch that game because it's going to be the World Cup and they're going to be some game. That's not the opening games, right?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So since that's not the opening game, they're going to hurt, like, you know.
Yeah.
I hope US do good. The first couple, they give couple hope, people gonna watch them, bro. If they give some type of hope to people gonna watch
so
them.
So you mean if they actually won their first game, if they're not playing,
like, bro, like that, not even winning the first game. Let's say they tied their first game, but like they did super good and they're surprising people, and the media are talking to them. Not even the US media, the international media, other countries, US, the country that's surprising. You know, like the Burkina Faso did at the World at the Cannes. That kind of like prestige, like, you know what I'm saying. Now it's just playing good, running position. No, actual 90 minutes where, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? US is here. If they do that kind of thing, people going to watch that game. And then regardless if they do that or no, I feel like that game going to be the most US team ever watched in the history of sport, to be honest.
That would be good.
Yeah, because honestly, it's the World Cup. Every other country going to want to, let's remove the US, okay? Every other country going to watch the England, bro. England team, you're going to watch that game if they're playing World Cup. Mm-hmm. Regardless if they have a good team or trash team, you want to watch the England playing. So now they play against the US, everybody going to turn the TV on. And then we were talking about the World Cup. That's the kind of game that have like at least 500 million people turn the TV to watch it.
Yeah, more. You know? More.
So that's going to be one of the most, one of the most US team ever watch.
I can't wait.
I stand on that.
I can't wait. I'm actually excited about it. Because when I see this generation of US players, I definitely believe that the future is bright.
It is bright.
The future is bright. And they have the 2026 World Cup coming at home. So hopefully that generation like learn and gain more experience to go into that one, because that one is going to be tough.
But like this, I feel like this World Cup for them, I don't know how to say this because, no, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. No, I feel like this World Cup is like a kind of learning for them.
Oh, you think that one that is coming is a learning experience
for them? No, this World Cup in Qatar is going to be the learning experience for them.
Okay.
Because, guys, World Cup is tough. And it's hard for a country to go there like them. First group, first year, go there and boom and win. And we all know France did it, but that doesn't happen every day, you know. Like, not everybody go to Vegas and become a millionaire from betting, you know. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So France did it. Can US do it? I think they have the player for it. But it's not that sweet, man.
It's not that sweet. It's not that easy.
And then we can say, yeah, there is country that go to the to the final of the World Cup that's not expected, like the Croatia one, you know?
Yeah.
But if you look at that team, if you look deep in that team, guys, there is experience in that team. There is experience in that team. You know? And then the thing is, in US, the US have a lot of good players. But the thing that scared me is that there is nobody in the US team that you can look at it and say, like, okay, that's the man. You know, that's the carrier of the guy. That's that guy going to carry us. When we're going to play against, I don't know, when we're going to play against Spain, like Ramos, that guy going to do something with it. There is nobody in that team like that, you know?
Mm.
So this U.S. team for this World Cup, they're going to go there. They're going to play. I hope they perform. You know what I'm saying? I hope they get out of the bracket and they just go there, perform, have the experience, the exposure, and see how it feels to play against those guys. What kind of physicality required? How those guys, like, play? You know what I'm saying? What kind of energy you need? Now they learn, guess what? We come, like, let's say they come back home, they prepare themselves, because in 4 years, it's going to be at home.
Yep.
You know? And now, bro, you look at USC. Most of the guys there, like, they have, how old are they average? I'm pretty sure it might be like 23. I'm guessing right now. Mm-hmm. But it might be like 23, 24, 22, 23 max.
They're really young. They have.
And then guess what? Even saying that, if we remove Pulisic, that's like 24 right now, 25.
Yeah.
If we remove Pulisic, the average might go down to like 20. You see, they're young. We're talking about like this. Bro, they're super young. The team is young.
No, but that's, I think, I really believe that the 2026 one will be the good one for, like, for them. Probably do something like outstanding. But this one coming, they can fight through. Hey, we never know. Surprises, there's always surprises when it comes to soccer, and that's why we love to watch it, you know. But do you have anything, like, to add?
No, like, just remember, if the US qualify to go to the World Cup, if they qualify to go there, they can win the World Cup, bro. Any team that qualifies to go to the World Cup, you can win it.
If you're there, obviously you can win it, right?
Yeah. Just like there is some team that just go there for the participation trophy. And we can see in their game, bro. We can see in their game. I just hope that's not, like, being in US, that's not the mentality, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope they will go there, not just be not playing against Henry Kane and be okay with the participation trophy, you know.
Man, just that game will be I can't wait for that game. England USA, man. Hopefully they give us some good soccer, just like today, Chelsea Madrid. But I just hope, like, in general, you know, they do their thing once they get there, and they don't get out the group stage, honestly, and they get out of the group stage, so they come back home early.
Oh yeah, and then, like, what is Emma? And then we gotta think about something too. This World Cup will help them have a big fan base at home. Yeah. Because we're talking about them going somewhere else. Like, we're going to watch the game. You know, it's a World Cup. They're going to start showing us the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, Qatar. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're gonna show us place, people, having fun and everything. So, US people are going to, like, even though they're not there, but they can learn from far. You know what I'm saying? They can start, like, kind of anticipating how it's going to look like when you come home.
Yeah, like,
you know? So, like, they're gonna have to get ready how the World Cup vibe look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
like, an opportunity to make businesses.
No, not even even to people to like the sport. You know,
okay,
because
okay.
We're talking about World Cup game in US. Imagine it's a World Cup game. The stadium is not full. That's a disrespect to the sport.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a World Cup game.
That's tough.
You know, so like,
that would be tough.
I don't want to put too much pressure on the player, but this is gonna be something that we'll have to put on them, because they're the one that gonna make us, the new people, like the sport, the kids, the parents. You know, we all like, most people that start playing sport, okay, they start playing sport because their parents, their family, but at one point they watch somebody that make them want to play the sport.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, yep. I feel like Pulisic, like, you know, like, way up, those guys can be,
they're making a kid dream out.
Yeah, this guy can be that like I model for the kid to just, like, I want to play this sport. Yeah.
I want to be like this guy. I want to get there too one day, you know. And that's important, you know. It's important because I feel like the kid is the new generation.
They are.
So we gotta take care of them just like we're taking care of, you know.
And take care of their dream too.
That's
make,
important.
Make sure we make them dream and we give them the hope.
We have to because that's what sport is for, you know. You gotta dream through sport in order to conquer stuff.
Yeah,
and achieve
then,
stuff.
And then, like, just to add something, man. I feel like if the US team actually give the hope to, like, the people, the soccer is going to take a whole other level. Because, you know, like, everybody say in US, like, soccer is boring, it's a 1-1, because they can't, and they send the pressure. Like if you watch the Chelsea Real Madrid today, the pressure, you know what I'm saying? Like yeah. that adrenaline of the player. You can see like what his name. I think you do. You the one that posted your story of Rüdiger yelling at Kante.
Yeah.
You know, they don't understand that.
Yeah.
But like once they're gonna start watching US in the World Cup and let's say like they winning 1-0 and they're suffering against UK, you know, sitting there, that stress, that developed the passion of the game in you. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you say.
So like I feel like
you build it inside yourself. Yeah.
Like that's something US can actually like help. Like the US national team can actually help other people like have that passion.
The fan base.
Well, like when we watch the fan base, but the new ones.
Yeah.
Not the one that watched.
Not the
soccer,
one that already.
Or not the college player, the one that play already.
That already know. The one that didn't know that it was like
it was
that
intense. Yeah. The one that used to say it's boring. 1-1 people tied, but now come here almost like you know sweating because I'm waiting for 90 minutes.
For
90 now 90
minutes
feel like 3 days.
Yep.
If you don't know that, I'm telling you, that was French against Belgium.
That was French against Belgium.
90 minutes felt like 3 days. I was there waiting for the time.
That game was crazy, though. How about France against Portugal? We're not going to get in there. But hey.
The video is over, guys.
Hey.
Let's get out of here.
Before we end today's episode, please make sure you guys check out the other episode. We drop episode every
Wednesday, man.
Make sure you guys check the Spotify, the Apple Podcasts, and everywhere, man.
And also, we have a Twitter account. Just go follow our Twitter.
Make sure you guys follow our new Twitter. We're going to drop some gems for college students, man. We're going to help you guys out over there, the high school student, everybody, man. We're helping everybody, giving tips. You know, making videos or how do you help you guys to be a better athlete out there, preparing you guys for the college life. You know, that's why we do only big time, you know, as far as us OBT
only big time, man. Let's get it.